This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and welcome to this week's episode of Charlottesville Insights. And on this program, we'd love to talk about real estate and the quality of life in Central Virginia. You can check us out on the web at realestate3.com, or you can visit our Facebook fan page, Charlottesville Insights. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Jeff Gaffney is my Twitter handle, and I'm sending out lots of real estate information. Well, today's show is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. They have an awesome website. It's movementmortgage.com. You can get yourself pre-approved and lined up to buy a home before the end of the year. Check out movementmortgage.com. Today is another big Sunday in the fall real estate market. To shop for your new home, you can check out today's Daily Progress, where Real Estate 3 has a full-page ad with photos and directions to homes for sale, as well as all of our open houses. And you can also check out realestate3.com anytime to find your dream home. Well, thanks for tuning in today. You're in for a treat. We have Sherry Criss is with us. Sherry is the CEO of Better Homes and Gardens from the corporate office, and we're going to catch up with Sherry on what's new with the brand. We'll also take her thoughts on the 2014 real estate market as it comes to a close, and we'll hear a little bit of the predictions for the 2015 real estate market. But before we do that, here's a quick look at this week's real estate headlines. First up, from Realtor Magazine, 5 reasons housing markets are thankful. Reason number 1, mortgage rates are still low. Reason number 2, home sales have been inching up. Reason number 3, buyers are getting more choices. And number 4, foreclosures are falling. And number 5, the 5th reason housing markets are thankful, house prices have stabilized. We'll talk to Sherry Criss and get her take on the 5 reason housing markets are thankful. The 2nd article posted on Twitter, do millennials drag down the real estate market? The main topic from this article came from the San Diego Tribune. Economic growth that raises real wages for millennials is the key to housing recovery. We'll talk a little bit about the millennials with Sherry Criss in just a moment. And our last article from RIS Media, improved home sales predicted for 2015 despite remaining hurdles. Thank you for tuning in to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and we'll talk with Sherry Criss right in a second when we come back after the break. Please stay with us.
This is Jay Callagher, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Stonehouse. I am absolutely thrilled to be leading the sales and marketing efforts in Belvedere, as well as other exceptional new construction neighborhoods around town. For assistance with any residential and commercial needs in these or other great locations around town, please call me at 434-962-4613 or visit the Stonehouse website at stonehouse.net.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
We really have a family culture. Our agents enjoy coming to work every day. They love Central Virginia and giving back to the community. And what better way than to help somebody call Central Virginia home? Check out our new website, realestate3.com. We just relaunched it recently, and there's all kinds of videos and great content for you.
Visit realestate3.com. realestate3.com.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
And welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today from Madison, New Jersey, Sherry Criss, who is the CEO of Better Homes and Gardens at the corporate level. Sherry, thanks for joining us down here in Charlottesville.
Well, Jeff, it's a pleasure to be here, and it's like springtime in December
Beautiful weather. I'm sure it'll remain that way, no snow or anything like that. But thank you for joining us. We want to really catch up with you on what's going on with Better Homes and Gardens. You've had some tremendous growth of the brand nationally and internationally. Before we get into that, though, I want to talk about the news articles for this week. We had Realtor Magazine talking about five reasons the housing markets are thankful. My sense is you probably buy into these five reasons. Let's kind of take them one at a time and get your take on it. Unfortunately, the best-kept secret in the real estate market today is how great mortgage rates are. Rates are 4%.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, when I got into real estate in the early 1980s, and I hate to even think back that far, mortgage interest rates were 18%. And so we had to get very creative in helping people qualify for a mortgage and you know, be able to buy a home. Today, the mortgage rates are so low, and in most major metropolitan cities across the country, it is more cost-effective to own a home than to rent, both short-term and long-term, by the way. And real estate is always a great long-term investment. But even in the short term, it's cheaper and more economical to own.
Well, one of the things that we talk about on this show, which we have experienced for the last several years in Charlottesville, is that the rental rates in our area keep going up, up, and up. And when you have mortgage interest rates, we had a client close just last week at 3.75. When you're talking about those numbers, it really is more affordable. It's cheaper to own a home than rent today, because some of these new nice apartment complexes, they're charging a lot of money.
They're charging a lot of money, and you know, the pride of home ownership, I mean, there's nothing like that pride of being able to walk through the door every night and know that you're walking into a home that you own. I mean, it's a very, very special feeling, and it really is the American dream.
Well, let's talk about the one negative in terms of financing that we hear today, is that it's harder to get a loan. I'm not so sure it's as hard as everybody thinks it is. It's certainly harder than it was kind of at the peak of the market in 2005 and 2006. And you and I would probably agree it needed to be a little harder than those times. But some legislation has been enacted that requires the lenders to do a little more screening of the clients and make sure that they're qualified and make sure that they have the credit where they can pay the loan back. But I don't think it's as hard as kind of the rumor on the street.
Well, it's not as hard as the rumor on the street. And the pendulum has swung, certainly, in the other direction. And when we think back to pre-recession days where pretty well anybody could get a mortgage, that was not sound, financial banking organizational things to be doing back then. And of course, it's changed significantly. And now the checks and balances are in place. And as far as we understand it, they're going to be in place for quite some time. So this is our reality today. But the fact of the matter is that there's a perception out there that consumers have to have 20% down. They don't. And, you know, there's a perception that they have to have absolutely stellar FICO scores. That's not necessarily the case. And because of that perception, people have shied away from even trying to qualify. And so we, you know, one of the things that we need to do in our industry, and I know you're doing it very well, is to talk about, the fact that it is, yes, it's more difficult, but it's relatively easy to obtain a mortgage on a home if you meet certain thresholds. And you, Jeff, and your agents are able to help consumers, meet those thresholds.
And we have a great lending partner at movementmortgage.com. And contact your real estate 3 agent. It's so easy for us to set up an appointment with our lenders. We make it easy. They'll send you away with a little checklist of things that you need to bring in order to go through the pre-qualification process. But it's really not as bad as they say. But let me switch back to a real positive to this market and interest rates. One of the things that's come roaring back in this market this year in Central Virginia is jumbo financing. And in our market, that's financing anything over, it's about a $450,000 line. Anything over that falls in the category of jumbo financing. And when we go back to the darkest part of the recession, maybe 2008, 2009, up through 2010, and really until about a year ago, jumbo financing was really difficult to find in our marketplace. Now it's come back. The rates are almost the same as conventional financing, meaning you can get them in the low fours. And the one part of the marketplace that really has taken advantage of that incredible value has been the move-up buyer in our marketplace. They understand 4% interest rates, whereas maybe the first-time home buyers don't appreciate it as much. The move-up buyers have been taking advantage of it. That's a long-winded way of saying our numbers reflect that. It's a very favorable climate for a move-up buyer today, buying a home around. Really, the hottest part of our market has been 450 to 850, right in that price range, and they're taking advantage. And I think the reason that that market has opened up has been because of the jumbo financing.
Totally agree. And, you know, when we were coming out of the recession, a couple of things happened. One was, you know, a lot of the distressed inventory was bought up by investors, and you know, we can talk about that in a few minutes. But the other thing that started happening was the luxury market really started to pick up, and you know, it started with cash buyers, and quite often offshore cash buyers that were feeling that the market had bottomed and they wanted to make an investment in luxury real estate. Well, today everyone is able to do that. And, you know, one thing that I'll say, and I've talked to several national lenders about this, is that when they bundle the mortgages, quite often they will take the jumbo mortgages and keep them as an asset and not bundle and sell them. And for that reason, there's a little more leniency in credit requirements and, you know, ability to get a jumbo loan, which I think that's pretty interesting, and not many people know that.
Yeah, that is interesting. Well, the second reason the housing market's thankful, home sales have been inching up. We've seen it here in our marketplace. I suppose you can say nationally home sales have been inching up, and that's good news for the market.
It's good news, and one of the things that has happened is the inventory levels have dropped. We're at about a five-month supply right now nationally, and but you know, the average home price sale has inched up significantly over the past couple of years, and so that means that there's a move-up market that's starting. And, you know, we expect to see that average sale price continue to inch up for the balance of this year and into next year as well. So there's a lot of positives to be thankful for, you know, within the real estate industry right now.
Third reason, buyers are getting more choices. So even though inventory is tight, we are seeing some properties coming on the market. One of the things we always debate, I would wonder your take on this. Of course, where you are but is a little bit different than Central Virginia, but you travel around nationally. Is one of the questions that people ask is, should I put my home on today or should I wait until the spring market? Now, I have to clarify that the spring market in Charlottesville, it starts really about February 1st. Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of a winter market. But do you have any opinion in, from your standpoint, list today or wait?
I would list today. You know, there are a couple of reasons. I mean, we're into the holiday season. So if there are buyers going through a home today, they're serious.
Yes.
They're not going to be looky-loos, as we call lookers who are looking for decorating tips and that type of thing. So there are serious buyers out there. There's a lot of relocation activity that's taking place right now. corporations are relocating employees, and quite often those relocations happen during holiday time, either in the summer vacation or winter holiday, so they can get the children situated in new schools and that type of thing. And so another thing to consider, and we talk about this often, is that your home often looks better during the holidays. It's decorated, it shows well, and you know, it's just more eye-catching. And so there are a lot of good reasons to list your home right now, and also given the fact that inventory is lower than we would like it to be, putting your home on now, you know, you just could get that serious cash buyer coming in and snapping it up before the end of the year.
Well, and you and I really think alike on this, because the spring market, although we just said that it starts February 1st, in realtor talk, that's still a long way away. And we have a lot of real estate agents in this town, very, very busy all through the holidays. And as you said, there are a number of buyers in our town. We get a lot of people that visit this area through the holidays. And so, you, as you said before, you get serious buyers that are looking right now. And so if you're thinking about selling your home, make sure it's ready. Make sure it's priced right. But I agree with Sherry Chris. List it now and take advantage of that emotional tug that you have during the holidays. This is Charlottesville Insights. We're going to take a break and be right back talking with Sherry Chris, the CEO of Better Homes and Gardens. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens, Real Estate 329 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
This is the best real estate market that we've seen in Central Virginia for 5 years.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
This is really the first time that I can say in a long time that it's really a great time for sellers, but it's also a great time for buyers. We're starting to see a lot more new construction sales in the market today, and we're expecting that to continue, and we're starting to see an increase in demand for that new inventory.
Visit realestate3.com.
Hi, my name's Donna Patton. I'm a managing broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. I've lived in Central Virginia all my life, been selling real estate for over 17 years. I know what it takes to get you the house you want. Visit me at DonnaSellsVirginia.com. Look for horse properties, residential, or land.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and thank you for joining us today. And again, you're in for a treat. We have Sherry Chris with us. Sherry is the CEO of Better Homes and Gardens at the corporate level. And Sherry, let's take a detour for a second and talk about the brand, because you have had extraordinary growth nationally and internationally. Can you give us a little profile of what's happening with Better Homes and Gardens across the country?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, historically speaking, we decided to launch the Better Homes and Gardens real estate brand in 2008, which, for those of you who remember, wasn't a great time in the national economy. However, it was a blessing in disguise, as everything is. And we started from scratch. What we wanted to do was launch a lifestyle brand that really speaks to more than just the transaction itself. Because people today, consumers are buying lifestyle and community over a house. And, you know, way back when I was selling real estate, you bought a house. Today, you're looking at what you want. What do you want your life to be like for the next 5 years, 10 years? And, of course, Charlottesville and the area is such a lifestyle area. But we've grown from that zero point in 2008 to close to 10,000 agents. Today we're in 32 states, close to 300 offices. And, you know, Jeff, you were one of the pioneers with us, and you saw the vision and bought into the vision, and you've been a great partner. And this morning I was speaking to your agents, who are such an enthusiastic and professional group, and it's always a pleasure to be here and share good news about real estate and the Better Homes and Gardens brand.
Can you believe it's been 4 years that we've been with you? Partners for 4 years. It's been great.
Thank you.
Talk to me about 2014. When you look back at this real estate market, what will you remember about 2014? What's kind of your takeaway, memory point of the real estate market of 2014?
Well, when we look at, we're in the early stages of a long-term recovery, and many of the economists will say that, and many of them have. And so 2013 was a great year for many real estate companies. It was, their best year ever coming out of the recession. And 2014, we came to a little bit of a halt, actually, and the numbers haven't been exactly what we thought. And when we dissect everything, well, one of the things that's happened is the millennials, and we love to talk about the millennials. The millennials have not started really buying real estate as of yet, and they, account for a third of the population. When we take a look at the national numbers, only 31%, and this is according to the National Association of Realtors, only 31% of the sales that take place in any given month are attributed to first-time home buyers. Given the huge millennial demographic, 100 million, that should be closer to 50%. So we're still seeing distressed sales. We're obviously seeing a lot more in the luxury space, but the millennials have not activated yet. So maybe 2015 will be that year. So it wasn't exactly the year that many predicted, but I will congratulate you, Jeff, on an outstanding 2014. You, one of the leaders in all of our companies across the country in growth and productivity. So congrats for that.
Well, thank you, Sherry. We have some really dedicated realtors with our company. We have a great leadership team, great support staff. And so really, it's a team effort, and we just love being partners with Better Homes and Gardens. Back to the millennials for a second. So that's that age group of roughly 22 to 34, roughly that age group. And what we're running into with that demographic, and some of the reasons they're not buying, is student loan debt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the sense that they're underemployed also, and
exactly.
that the job that they're in today is not the one that they kind of want to settle down with. And so they're working, they've got some debt, but they've got their eyes on bigger and better. Is that the sense you're getting also around the country?
Absolutely. And, the underemployment piece is an issue, and, that started the fact that there aren't as many jobs for this demographic as anyone had hoped. They do have a lot of student debt. They're not really in a rush to buy real estate. They have told us in numerous surveys that we've conducted that they believe in the American dream and home ownership, but they're not in a rush to do it. Now, something very interesting happened as, we got to the end of the downturn, and that was that there were millions of homes that were sitting vacant. Some people called it shadow inventory, a lot of distressed and abandoned properties, foreclosed homes that were sitting there vacant. And investment groups came in from all over the world and started buying up big blocks of these properties. And what they did with them was they fixed them up, and now they're rentals. And so the millennials are having a very easy time in finding good rental properties, which I think is adding to the length of time that it's taking them to actually make a decision to buy. And, the other thing I like to talk about is the fact that, we need to talk to these young people about the fact that it's not that difficult mm-hmm. to buy a home. It's not as difficult as you think.
And there are actually some loan programs in the greater Charlottesville region where you can buy with no money down. And particularly if you buy one of these nice townhomes. And if you do move on to bigger and better, you can either sell that or keep it as a rental property because the rental rates have gone up so much. When we think about 2014 and 20—now, let's take your 2015 expectations. What are you hoping for as we turn the calendar and go into 2015? What are you seeing? Is it more of the same?
You know, we believe it's more of the same. And, of course, the predictions have come out from the chief economist of the National Association of Realtors, a slight increase in the average home sale price. But number of units relatively flat. And so, you know, we'll attribute that once again to somewhat of a shortage of inventory and also, you know, people not activating as quickly as we would like them to.
The other thing on the first-time home buyer that I just want to give another plug to, if anybody's thinking about buying their first home, go ahead and get yourself pre-qualified. Reach out to Movement Mortgage or call your Real Estate 3 agent today. They can help you get pre-qualified because when you do actually end up going shopping for a home, realize that in the under $300,000 price range, you are competing against the cash investors. And the cash investors, they'll come in with almost no contingency, certainly no financing contingency. And if you're pre-qualified, pre-approved even, then that can put you on equal footing and you won't lose out to the investors. So many of these investors are very savvy and they know that, you know, cash talks in this marketplace.
Cash is king. But, you know, when you think about the 2014 market and the 2015 market, Jeff, over 5 million homes will be sold by the end of the year. That's a lot of real estate.
A lot of real estate. One of the places, if you want to see mixed reviews but mostly positive expectations for 2015, is over in the National Association of Home Builders. You know, home building has been depressed for years and years, and it looks like 2015 is poised to be a breakout year, according to the National Association of Home Builders, that they're talking about 25 and 30% growth for building, depending on which economist that you're looking at. And I'd be interested, are you seeing in your travels across the country, are you seeing more new construction out there?
Absolutely. And, you know, when, again, and I hate to keep going back to the doom and gloom of the downturn, but the builders really stopped building on spec for sure. And, you know, that's part of the problem. It's part of the inventory problem we have today is that, you know, rather than millions of new homes being built, there are hundreds of thousands, and there's just not enough. And so that is absolutely starting to pick up, and I read those numbers as well. And it's great because we need inventory out there, and whether it's new inventory or resale, it just kickstarts everything. And so that's a positive definitely for 2015.
Is this a busy time of year for you personally, or do you get to take a day off here and there?
Well, you know, I don't take much time off,
I've
actually.
Noticed.
I know. I absolutely love what I do, but with Thanksgiving behind us now, and that was a great little vacation and a great time to really reflect on everything that we're blessed with. That's, you know, I like to take those little periods of time and just reflect.
Well, Sherry, Chris, we're going to have you come back to Charlottesville again soon. It sure is great to see you, and it's great to hear the good news about real estate around the country. You are a fantastic lady and a great business partner, and we appreciate having you on this program and coming down and visiting with us.
Well, Jeff, the feeling is absolutely mutual. Thank you for having me.
Well, check out realestate3.com if you get a chance today, and you can search for your new home. You can also find out what is available with all the open houses on realestate3.com. And don't forget to get yourself pre-approved with Movement Mortgage on their website. Have an awesome Sunday, and we'll see you next week.